101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah,
Muskie 101.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything. When I want to live, she's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you. only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
That didn't get away. Muskie 101.
He didn't have to wake up, even up all night, lying there in bed listening to his newborn baby cry. Makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Four years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed. And when he drops her off at preschool, she's clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, what can I do? She says, now don't you worry, this'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by if you can just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Someday soon she'll be a teenager, and at times he'll think she hates him. Then he'll walk her down the aisle and raise her veil. But right now she's up and crying, and the truth is that he don't mind. As he kisses her goodnight and she says her prayers, he lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed. And just watching her, it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows. It won't be like this for long. One day soon that little girl is gonna be all grown up and gone. And this phase is gonna fly by. So he's trying to hold on, 'cause there won't be like this for long. It won't be like this for long.
Down the front of my jeans, it's work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it all. She is, think I found maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, love a lot. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind, step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on. Get a map and pick any old dog. Live a little.
Kenny Chesney, music here on WHSM, Muskie Country 101. Hey, don't forget the Monday flea market is today. Of course, it's Monday. Northern Wisconsin's largest indoor flea market, opening up at 8 o'clock this morning over at the Hayward Sports Center. Catch that every Monday morning. And when you're done there, 9 o'clock, head on over to the market, farmer's market, being held at the Lumberjack Bowl today, starting at 9 o'clock. Some great wares and produce from your local farmers, flowers, baked goods, canned goods, honey, maple syrup, artisan crafts, happening every Monday now through the end of September. So flea market at 8 o'clock, farmer's market at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a pretty decent day for all of that. All right, we're going to come back after this break and with more music right here on WHSM.
Muskie 101.
Big G here, and I'm coming to you live from the patio, one of my favorite places to eat, Coop's Pizza Parlor in Hayward, Wisconsin. I'm diving into the all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar lunch buffet, and man, what a spread! Between Coop's Family Pizza varieties and the stacked salad bar, trust me, you won't leave hungry. And the price, holy cow, under $11? Excuse me, I'm headed up for round three. Coop's Pizza, Hayward's first choice of family recipe pizza, also available in frozen varieties.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Muskie 101.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in says you catch me if ever I fall.
Best Country
101.
Muskie 101.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running.
Muskie 101.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck,
caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. My days are brighter, my sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
With me this morning is Kelsey Gensmer of the Angler's Haven Resort with her husband Jordan, who are owners of that resort. And we're not going to really talk about Angler's Haven. We're going to talk about the Stone Lake Pub. On early morning of June 21st, tragedy struck the heart of Stone Lake, Wisconsin, with a devastating fire that destroyed this beloved landmark called Stone Lake Pub. It's been there for decades. Haley Thomas, the owner, is just reeling with the devastation that she's experiencing. I can't imagine it. But Kelsey, you are good friends with her, and you've put up a GoFundMe account for Haley. And just talk about Haley's story and the ownership of the pub and what we're going to be doing with this fundraiser.
Sure. Good morning, Mark. So on Saturday morning, June 21st, we actually received a text message from Haley at about 12:15, and we were just shutting the lights off at the bar, and I called her, and she said, the pub is on fire. And I said, Haley, we will be there as soon as possible. We're shutting the lights off right now. And we got there with our kids, and we pulled up, and there was smoke, you know, billowing from the roof, and just watching this fire in its starting phases of everything. We sat there until about 3:30 in the morning with Haley and her parents, Jen and Jeremy, and I will be crying in this interview, but watching the devastation of this building and watching Haley lose her livelihood was probably one of the worst things I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Haley has owned the pub. Now this is her fourth summer. She's 26 years old. And at this point, as a business owner, just, you know, You put so much hard work and grit into your lifestyle that you chose,
right?
And watch it all just go away in the matter of hours is just so sad. You know, it's a fire. You know, any natural disaster is something that we all risk. You know, anything that you own, a car, a house, a building, a business, you know, you risk that every day. Jordan and I have owned Anglers for 18 years, and you know, you shut the lights off every single night and you pray that nothing happens.
Right. Yeah.
And for Haley to be on her fourth year and really just starting to take off and watch it go away for her is, I mean, there's no words. You know, you're standing there that night and there's nothing to say.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that have these stories and things, and this is the time when you ask the community to come together to bring back, you know, a key piece to your city.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It, you know, so I did with approval from Haley, I did start the GoFundMe page. Watching the donations that have come in the last 48 hours is incredible. It's unbelievable.
I'm blown away by what's come in.
Right.
It's just amazing.
Yep. There's so much to the process, the phone calls, you know, equipment, the deliveries, the, you know, the insurances, obviously, all the things that you have to go through and,
yeah,
you know, write your master list and start making the phone calls and have the meetings and all the things. And Haley's plan is to rebuild. You know, she's so young and so driven, and her goals and her life goals. She's a mom of a 7-month-old baby. You know, things, she's just really getting into her adult life. And,
yeah,
you know, it went sideways last weekend.
Yeah. So all the donations that are coming in on the GoFundMe page you have listed here, it's going to help out with the cleanup and demolition of what's left. We got to clean up the site. The business losses, obviously the replacement of the equipment, the restaurant equipment, everything that's in there, rebuilding efforts and future plans. And then support for Haley herself and her team. And I'm sure she,
yep,
has those employees that have been trusted and been with her for those years that she's been open. And now they lost their livelihoods too. So that helps support that team in those efforts. So what else can we say about the fundraiser and how it's helping them?
Anything at this point, you know, right now in this moment, you know, everybody, so many people want to help. And at this point right now, financially makes the most sense.
It does.
And
yeah.
I am planning to have a fundraiser for her this fall. That's all just in minute details at this point.
Sure.
Right now we're shooting for August, early September. You know, like you said, the whole cleanup, that's getting cleaned up today and tomorrow. And, you know, things are just really advancing really fast at this point, which is obviously great news.
Sure.
But as far as the fundraiser goes, yes, it's going to all of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's still bills to be paid, you know, every single day,
yep,
regardless if it's gone or not. So,
yep,
you know, there's still a big financial impact that's hitting Haley right now as we speak.
Sure. Well, Kelsey, let's go over how people can find the GoFundMe page and where they can do their donations at.
Sure, absolutely. So I do have some posters around in Stone Lake. There are QR codes floating around. With QR codes, you just take your phone camera,
okay,
and hold the camera to the QR code. You tap on it, and it actually clicks the website.
Okay.
Otherwise, anybody can go to GoFundMe.com, and then in the search bar, all you have to type is Stone Lake Pub, and
yeah,
it will pop up at the top of the search bar. That's the easiest way to do it. People have been pouring in, you know, $10, $100. There's a $5,000 donation from,
yeah,
people. I mean, you know, for those that just want to support, you know, personally with Jordan and I, we go there quite often. I mean, the pub is our second home from Angler's Haven.
Sure.
And, you know, any bar tab that we would have ran, we've donated. And, you know, just there's a whole different way of thinking for everybody,
yeah,
and how you want to make up for it and how you want to help and all the things. So it's, you know, it's just, it's whatever your heart speaks, you choose, you know, that any of it is appreciated so much. And watching these numbers climb it's so incredible, and it's so appreciative. And there's no words for Haley right now. She doesn't know what to feel right now. There's,
right,
you know, so,
yeah,
many things to think about and worry about. And,
yep,
as I'm crying here, and I'm not even her, but I feel for her so,
yeah,
much.
Yep. You understand. You understand what it's like to be running a business like that. So thank you for all your input, and keep in touch with us. Let us know how we can help at WHSM. We'd like to be partners with you maybe with that fall fundraiser.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble?
myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go wreck my whole life, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna wanna love and leave a guy like me alone in this blind drinking devil, why don't you save me the trouble? Save me the trouble, baby.
Country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. They've done before.
baby, bye-bye.
We used to chase that Chattanooga freight, couple of kids in a Chevrolet. Catch a little air when we cross the tracks, sipping on something from a paper sack. You hang your shirt on that maple limb, slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in, jumping in. I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights, headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. You always used to talk about L.A. I heard you got as far as Santa Fe. Well, you know I tried to track you down, I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know, used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up, I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights, headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone. Still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you.
Morgan Wallen, Chasing You, music here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. We'll be right back after this news and weather update with some great music here on Muskie Country 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that UW Health is not legally required to collectively bargain with its nurses' union in a unanimous decision last week. The court's ruling was based on Act 10, the 2011 law passed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker that essentially ended collective bargaining for public employees like nurses and teachers in the state. Representatives from the nurses' union said while they're disappointed in the decision, they will continue to explore other pathways to restore their collective bargaining rights, including new legislation. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has launched a new tool allowing residents to access school financial data more easily. According to a press release, the Wisconsin School Finance Public Reports Dashboard will combine data on things like school referendum funding, tax levies, debt balances, and comparative revenue under one easy-to-use umbrella. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says the new tool will increase fiscal transparency and help residents understand where exactly the funding their school district receives is going. A bald eagle that had been recovering at Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in Spooner for about 10 months was released back into the wild last week. The eagle, named Kier, was rescued from the Chippewa flowage in critical condition in September after an apparent fight with another eagle. She had suffered a serious injury to her leg, which had become infected when she was found. After three surgeries and multiple skin grafts, Kier finally recovered enough to be released safely. A number of community members joined hospital officials for the release last Sunday. The Rice Lake City Council voted to approve a request from Rice Lake Utilities to join Great Lakes Utilities at their meeting on Tuesday. Rice Lake Utilities is currently partnered with AEP Energy under a contract that runs through 2032. AEP Energy would continue to provide wholesale energy, capacity, and transmission needs until the end of the contract under the approved plan. Officials say the new partnership with Great Lakes Utilities would still start prior to the completion of that contract, but would be limited to additional support and education. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Musky 101.
For a good time, I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey. Time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot of tequila, beer on tap, sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E. That spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
I listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Musky 101.
D's drive through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why'd God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? What are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like. D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
I woke up this morning, my head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make. Give me that wing.
world. It may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink. All she's gotta do is just give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that way. All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, we're into the 8 o'clock hour now here at Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you. Good morning. It is a Monday morning, the last day of June. And for most of us, it's going to be kind of a short week. And hope you making some great plans for your 4th of July weekend. We'll be talking about all the 4th of July fireworks stuff. Probably not today, but Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll start listening.